Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. Amen. Lent is a season where we as a people together reflect on the way the world is, not the way we think it ought to be, or we wish it was the way it is now. And it is then our Lenten practice to turn towards love, to loose the bonds of injustice, to set the captives free, to bring the homeless into our homes, to feed the hungry and clothe the naked, says the prophet Isaiah. What is love then, if it is not to loose the bonds of injustice? And if that is love, what is the opposite of love? Is the opposite of love hatred? Is the opposite of love anger? In the book of Mark, we have 10 chapters full of healing miracles, and then the following chapters contain parables, stories told by Jesus to teach us something. In the final few short paragraphs, we have the last moments of Jesus' life. Out of all of the stories, parables, and healing miracles told in the four Gospels, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, we have only about 11 stories that appear in all four Gospels. That is not many, considering how many stories are contained within these Gospels. The feeding of the 5,000, the healing of the leper, the Beatitudes, these are examples of stories that each gospel writer felt were so important that they included them in their account of the life of Jesus. And then this story we have today, often called the cleansing of the temple. This story is among those few stories told by each of the four gospel writers. We can conclude then that this story is crucial to our understanding of the life of Jesus, his mission, and thus our mission as well. So when I begin to write a sermon, I always begin with one line in the passage that makes me deeply curious. So in a parable, I may be curious about what Jesus actually meant to teach us through the story, or how we are to understand it, his message now in these days and in these times. In a healing miracle, I may be deeply curious about how Jesus performed that miracle, or why he healed a particular person, and then what that tells us about who we are called to heal in the world and how. But today's gospel is neither a parable or a healing miracle, but it is the last act of Jesus in his public ministry before he is murdered by the Roman Empire. So when I sat to write my sermon for you today, I noticed that there was no real part of me that was deeply curious about this passage, about this final act of Jesus in public before he is killed. I wasn't feeling curious at all about the action of Jesus in the story. And then sitting still one early morning, I realized that when it comes to Jesus' action here, when it says he cleansed the temple, I was not curious. I was actually quite clear. What is the opposite of love? Is it hatred or anger? Is this not the fasting I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to free the captives? This is what the prophet Isaiah says. The opposite of love is not hatred or anger. Those are just feelings. And as I have said before, feelings are not good or bad, right or wrong. They just are. And what they are for us as humans is information. Feelings are information about the world around us. And when we have the courage to feel our feelings and then to see the world as it is, not as we wish it was, feelings tell us what we should be paying attention to. And feelings help us to discern our actions. Feelings help us to be clear in a world that can often be very, very confusing. Anger and even hatred are just feelings. But love is not just a feeling. Love is a verb. Love is an action. So what is the opposite of love? Not hatred or anger. The opposite of love is indifference. Indifference to the world around us, indifference that leads to oppression, that is the opposite of love. Indifference is refusing to see the world as it actually is. Refusing to see it because the way we wish it was, or even the way we think it is, makes us more comfortable. Indifference is, even when we clearly see the way the world is, acting in ways that ignore the world around us. Indifference is ignoring the bonds of injustice in the world, ignoring the world where the homeless and the sick and the naked are oppressed. Indifference is continuing to accept injustice as the way things are, and then doing nothing to loose them. That is the opposite of love, because love is an action and indifference is the opposite of action. In our story today, Jesus makes a whip out of cords, and with that whip, he drives out the animals from the temple. And then Jesus turns the tables of the money changers over and spills out all the coins they have collected from all of these people purchasing animals. So just to be clear, a person could not enter the temple to worship God unless they had an animal to sacrifice. Many people who were seeking to worship God, to pray for healing, to pray for justice, many of them were poor. And so they were forced to make a decision to spend their money on sacrifices to enter the temple rather than food or clothing or shelter. Jerusalem was supported by this massive economy of pilgrims who brought animals for sacrifice. After the first temple was destroyed in 586 BC, the Israelites eventually rebuilt a second temple, but by then, many Jews were scattered from Asia Minor to Europe. So people from far, far away would make pilgrimage to the center city, to the temple, because they were still religiously required to sacrifice animals, which could only be done in Jerusalem. So representatives from distant Jewish communities would gather money from their local communities to buy animals for slaughter. Then they would bring these animals all the way to the temple in Jerusalem. And so this fueled the economy of Jerusalem. The merchants in this story are making a lot of money, and the city prospers. The city prospers, but the local communities far away, sending their money to the temple, they do not prosper. The merchants and the merchant-driven foreign economy that was fed by the pilgrims' journey was oppressive to the poor and destructive to local communities. And so we see clearly in this story the way the world was then made Jesus angry. What is the opposite of love? The opposite of love is indifference. It is clear here that Jesus was angry, but his anger led him to act in a way that loosed the bonds of injustice. That anger led him to make a clear statement in a very public way about how he felt about this economy centered in the temple. Not because it was centered in the temple, but because it oppressed the poor. That is clear. So I want to say that again. Jesus was not angry because the market was located in the temple, but because the poor were being oppressed even in the temple. So if we are uncomfortable about Jesus expressing anger, if the idea of Jesus turning over the tables in the temple so that the coins spilled out, and if Jesus throwing around a whip so that the animals are freed makes us a little uncomfortable, we are not alone. This was Jesus's last public act of ministry for a very clear reason. This was the way the empire convinced people to fear Jesus, to say that they were crucifying him because he called himself Messiah, but really it is the many actions by Jesus resisting the oppression of the poor and the sick and the homeless that finally moves the officials of the empire to order the arrest of Jesus and then led to his public crucifixion by the empire. I've said this before, but I want to say it again. Empire is what? Anybody remember? Empire is that which hoards resources to gain power and wealth at any cost. So in this story, Jesus is angry and Jesus is clear. And so in his final public act of ministry, Jesus challenges Rome and this economy in order to free the oppressed. And this was not an act of anger. This was an act of great love. The opposite of love is not anger or any feeling, really. It is indifference. And it is clear Jesus loved so deeply that he had the courage to act from that place of love, even though he knew it would come at a great cost. Jesus was never indifferent, even in the face of great sacrifice. This scripture is not the only scripture in which Jesus teaches us about how the economy oppresses the poor, and Jesus calls us to pay attention and to heal the poor. And as Christians, we are called to follow Jesus, to live the teachings of Jesus. So given this clarity, I do have a curiosity, but it isn't about Jesus' action in the scripture. My curiosity is this. Given the state of the world today, the obvious economic injustice, the apparent and clear state of poverty, why are we all not flipping over tables? My curiosity is this: are we angry, or have we become indifferent to the bonds of justice? And maybe we are angry, and maybe we just think about our anger and then we do nothing. Maybe we hate injustice, but we sit with our hatred and we do nothing. Maybe we are sad and hopeless or afraid, and we sit in those feelings and then we do nothing. The opposite of love is indifference. Indifference that leads to inaction, and inaction that leads to oppression. I am clear about Jesus' action in this story, and now I want to be curious about ours. What could lead us to move from indifference and inaction and turn towards love? Jesus, it says, becomes the sacrifice for the whole world, No more do we buy animals and sacrifice them at the altar in order to worship God. We don't. But the world we live in does exclude many people from getting their needs met of housing and medicine, education and community because they can't pay for it. And frankly, I am clear that we should be angry about that. In our scripture, it says Jesus becomes the sacrifice for the whole world. That means Jesus shows us what sacrifice actually looks like. It looks like sacrificing our indifference, sacrificing our comfort, sacrificing our hopelessness, our inaction, and choosing instead courage. The courage to see the world as it actually is, and then to have the courage to turn towards love. Grace, as we continue our Lenten journey together, we can contemplate what this moving towards love with courage would look like for us. We can ask questions like what sacrifice is needed here to loose the bonds of injustice, and we can engage in action with courage. So perhaps we don't make whips and drive out animals or turn over tables, but today we could do one small thing with great love. You all may notice that there are bags in your pew. We can fill these bags in your pews with food for the poor. That matters. What do you think happened to all of those coins that Jesus spilled all over the ground? I don't know, but in my imagination, the poor all around gathered them up so we too can spill some coins on the ground. But we can also say, "Do not make my Father's house a marketplace." We can be clear about what love is, and then we can speak with courage to people with power about why so many people are without food to begin with, even as we put food in these bags. We can, with courage, demand that the sick have access to health care. We can, with courage, demand an end to war and the oppression of people that empire would rather us be totally indifferent to because they are making a lot of money from their oppression. We can do all of this if we believe we are in fact called to. We can do all of this together if we choose to follow the way of Jesus. We can do all of this if we have the courage to see the world as it actually is, and if we are willing to sacrifice our indifference. We can do all of this if we are clear that doing nothing only leads to further oppression, and if we are clear that that is actually the opposite of love. Amen.